तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः नैनं छिन्दन्ति शस्त्राणि नैनं दहति पावकः न चैनं क्लेदयन्त्यापः न शोषयति मारुतः अच्छेद्योऽयमदाह्योऽयम् अक्लेद्यो शोष्य एव च नित्यः सर्वगतस्थाणुः अचलोऽयम् सनातनः अव्यक्तोऽयमचिन्त्योऽयम् अविकार्योऽयमुच्यते तस्मादेवम् विदित्वैनम् नानुशोचितुमर्हसि सीइंग दिस् पार्ट् आफ् दि भगवद्गीता दि भाष्यम् वि अण्डर्स्टुड् वेरि क्लियर्लि the atma swarupam, the nature of the atma. Atma is avyaktaha. Avyaktaha is not available for objectification through sense organs. Because atma is not available for objectification through sense organs, being not an object, atma is not available for objectification through the mind also, not available for thought perception, not available for thought conception. It cannot be conceived. Avyakta achintya avikaryaha. The reason is Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. If this is the Atma, nature of the Atma, what does it mean? Atma is absolutely changeless means it is free from all actions means Atma has no punya papam, Atma is absolutely indestructible. If this is the nature of the Atma, if Atma is absolutely indestructible, beginningless, endless, changeless, actionless, free from punya papams, free from all pain and pleasure, pairs of opposites means, then what should we worry about Atma for? So Bhagavan said, you need not grieve over the Atma. You need not grieve at all. Shochitam na arhasi. We understood. We are seeing the Bhashyam. We are going to see the Bhashyam today. Tathapi tasma devam viditvainam నానుశోచితుమర్హసి. నౌ శంకర భగవత్పాద బిగిన్స్ హియర్ ఈజ్ ఇస్ ఆత్మనః అనిత్యత్వం అభ్యుపగమ్య ఇదం ఉచ్యతే. నౌ హీ ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ వర్స్. what the following was. So we are going to have Atha Chainam Nitya Jatam Nityam Vamanya Semrutam Atha Chainam Nitya Jatam Nityam Vamanya Semrutam Tatha Pitvam Mahabaho Naivam Shochitum Arhasi Atha Chainam Nitya Jatam Nityam Vamanya Semrutam Tatha Pitvam Mahabaho Naivam Shochitum Arhasi. So the 25th verse, Bhagavan finished unfolding the nature of the Atma and he clarified assertively, Atma is absolutely indestructible. And all the reasons, hetus, we understood very clearly. And this is the verse, 26th verse comes. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this verse. How does he introduce? Atmanaha anityatvam abhyupagamya idam uchyate. Now it's very clear, Atma is absolutely indestructible. Atma is timeless. Atma is changeless. Atma is actionless. Atma is free from punya pavams. And it's very clear. But now, because of ignorance, helplessly, naturally, choicelessly, there is strong essence in the body, mind, sense complex. Which means body, mind, sense complex. Essence is identified with anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Commonly, everyone mistakes the body, mind, sense complex for the self. So when dehi atma buddhihi, if body is mistaken to be the atma, then what do we understand? So if body is time bound, body is subject to changes, body is subject to death, therefore, when you mistake the body for the atma, then atma is mistaken to be having anityatvam. So atma is mistaken to be the anityaha, time bound, or subject to limitations or change. Now, here, Atma is not time-bound, Atma is not subject to limitations, but still, Abhyupagamaha. See, Abhi Upagachati. I want you to understand this word. Abhi, Upa, two prefixes. Abhi, Upa, then the word Gachati, verb Gachati. Abhi Upagachati, Abhyupagachati. Abhyupagachati is the verb, noun is Abhyupagamanam. Abhyupagamanam. So then abhyupagachati, abhyupagamanam, abhyupagamaha. Means what? We can say supposition. Or we can say agreement, assumption, assuming. Assuming, abhyupagamanam, assuming. Abhyupagamaha, assumption, supposition, agreement. So, abhyupagamya means having agreed, having accepted this common general view of everyone, the common view that Atma has the status of being time-bound, being subject to limitations. So Atma is time bound. Atmanaha anityatvam abhyupagamya, accepting, agreeing with the general view of other people that Atma is time bound. Okay. Idam uchyate. Now the following teaching is given by Bhagavan Krishna in the following verses. Idam uchyate means it is said here, the teaching is given here, how not with a clear view vision of the Atma, not accept, not in terms of the clear vision of the Atma, accepting the common man's view, abhyupagamya, accepting the common man's view, the general view, agreeing with general view of the time limitation of the Atma, time-bound nature of the Atma. Because they mistake the body for the Atma. Therefore what? The body is aham. Therefore what? Atma is, our body is time. Body has anityatvam. Body is time-bound. Therefore Atma is anityatvam. Atma is anityaha. Even if you have that view, okay? So it is actually, as for the sake of an argument, it is not real. This is not a fact. Atma is absolutely nityaha. Atma is not anityaha. But for the sake of argument, accepting, agreeing with the view of the most of the common people, even if it is, if we take about Atma is time bound, then what is the lesson? Bhagavan Krishna gives in the following lesson. This is the Laukika Drishtya. Laukika Drishti. Laukika Drishti means what? Worldly view. Worldly view means what? The view of common, ordinary, ignorant people. The end, all people are ignorant here. Very rare men of wisdom, vision are there. So, from the standpoint of the common man's view, even if we accept for the argument's sake, agree with the view that Atma has time-bound nature, Atma is time-bound, then how should our understanding be? What should the teaching here? Can you mistake the Atma to be time-bound, subject to death, etc.? Then Bhagavan Krishna says. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada states, Atmanaha anityutvam anityatvam abhyupagamya idam uchyate. The following teaching is given by Bhagavan, said here in the following verse, agreeing with the mortality, the death of the Atma, time-bound nature of the Atma, which is the view, which is in according to the view, in according to the understanding of the common man. So let's see the verse. Atha chainam nitya jatam nityam vamanya semrutam tatha pittam mahabaho naivam shochitu marhasi. So, in this verse, the teaching is given as what? Abhyupetyavadaha. Abhyupetyavadaha. Abhyupeti. Abhyupagachati. Means the same. Abhyupeti. Abhyupeti. Or abhyupagachati. 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 Abhyupeti means agrees. Accepts. Different meanings are there in the context, in different contexts. But here, abhyupeti, abhyupagachati, abhyupagamya means abhyupetya. Kim abhyupetya? Having agreed what? Having agreed with what? Having accepted what? Atmanaha anityatvam. Accepting the common man's view of Atma being subject to death, subject to time. This is said here in this verse. Atha. Then, cha and yenam nitya jatam nityam mritam va manyase. Yenam atmanam. Yenam means this. Yenam means whom? Idamat. Enam atmanam. Even if you consider, think that this Atma to be Nityajatam, to be born. To be born again and again, or to be subject to death also. Nityam, always. Tathapi, even then, even for the argument's sake, even it is not a fact, from the standpoint of the Gan people, even if their view is accepted, even then, as Atma to be subject to birth, subject to death, even then, hey Arjuna, O mighty armed Arjuna, tathapi tvam mahabaho, evam shochitam na arhasi. Evam shochitam na arhasi. You need not grieve at all in this manner. You do not deserve to grieve, means what? Do not deserve to grieve means you need not grieve at all. This is the literal meaning. So, what does Shankara Bhagavatpada say here? Atha, cha. Now he takes that cha and atha. That atha itself he says, abhyupagama arthaha, adhyupagamarthaha. Adhyupagamarthaha means what? This atha, cha. This indeclinable expression athacha here is used by Bhagavan in this verse. For what? Abhyupagamartha is specifically for accepting the common view of an ordinary person. Abhyupagamartham idam uchyate. Abhyupagamartha. The atha and cha in the verse convey this understand meaning that abhyupagamartha, this what is said here is specifically for agreeing with or accepting the common man's view, not as a fact, but temporarily it's accepted. Not as a fact. Simply to accept his view from his standpoint. For accepting his view from his understanding, from his standpoint. Abhyupagamartha. So, enam. Now he comes by the word enam. Enam means what? Enam is an objective case of I am. So, I am Atma is all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, as innermost essence, as the very content of I, is this. But enam means enam atmanam, prakritam atmanam. Prakritam atmanam means what? This Atma is all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very nearest to self, as the content of I, which is being discussed in all these verses from the second verse onwards, which is under discussion. This Atma, Nityajatam, Nityajatam, Nityajatam means Nityaha Jataha Atma Iti. Understanding is there on the part of people, simple people. Atma Nityaha Jataha. This Nityaha Jataha means what? When every time body is born, the many bodies are born. The bodies are born. So birth of every body is taken to be what? Birth of Jiva. Birth of Jiva means what? Birth of the Atma. Taking the Jiva to be born is taking Atma to be born. So body's birth is taken to be the birth of the Jiva. And the birth of the Jiva is what? Birth of the Atma. This mistake is not something unusual. Loka prasiddhi. Atmanam nityam nityajatam iti. Loka prasiddhya. There's a loka prasiddhi. The loka prasiddhya Loka prasiddhi means what? There is prasiddhi means there's a general view. The word prasiddhi has so many meanings again. So prasiddhi here is the general opinion. Please make a note, in this context, the word prasiddhi means general opinion. The general opinion of majority of this society, general opinion of all the ignorant people, the whole world is full of ignorant people only. There's a prasiddhi, there's a general opinion of all the people about Atma, that Atma is born. Always it is born. Nitya jatam. So loka prasiddhya. Loka prasiddhi is this. General opinion is there. As per the loka prasiddhi, general opinion of majority of the society, the people. Pratyaneka sharira utpattim. What is it there? Pratyaneka sharira utpatti. Pratyaneka sharira utpatti means what? The birth of the body, every body. Pratyaneka sharira utpattim. The birth of the many bodies. Every birth of many bodies. The birth of every body is taken to be what? Jataha, jataha iti manyase. Pratyaneka sharira utpattim. Jataha, atma jataha, atma jataha iti manyase. You consider the birth of the every body to be what? The birth of the atma. So many bodies are born. So many times the bodies are born. So what? Atma is taken to be born many times, again and again. Atma is mistaken to be born. Unborn atma, birthless atma, causeless atma, beginningless atma, timeless atma, mistaken to be born. Jataha, jataha, iti manyase. So birth of the body is mistaken to be the birth of the jiva, the birth of the atma. So you consider the birth of the body to be the birth of the atma. As per the general view, which is prevalent in the world, loke prasiddhya, I mean loka prasiddhya, as per the general view prevailing in the world, pratyaneka sharira utpattim, the birth of the every body, you consider to be what? The birth of the atma, saying atma is born, jiva is born. Tatha, in the same way, prati tadvinasham. Tadvinasham, prati tadvinasham, you know, the destruction or the death of that every body also. You consider the death of every body to be what? The death of the atma, saying what? Nityam mritam manyase. You consider atma to be dead. You consider atma to be dead. Always. Nityam mritam manyaseva. Mrutaha mrutaha iti. Oh, he is dead. He is dead. The body is born. You say body, jiva is born. Atma is born. When the body becomes dead, you say he is dead. Atma is dead. You consider as per the general view prevailing in the world. Prevalent in the world. Enam prakritam atmanam nityam jatam. Loka prasiddhya pratyaneka sharira utpattim jataha jataha iti manyase. Tatha prati tadvinasham. எவ்ரி டைம் த டெத் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் ஆன் தி பாடி ஆல்சோ, நித்யம் வா மிருதம் மன்யசே, யூ கன்சிடர் தி ஆத்மா டு பி எவர் டெட், மிருதஹா மிருதஹா இதி. திஸ் இஸ் பியூர்லி எ காமன் மேன்ஸ் ஜெனரல் வியூ ப்ரெவலன்ட் இன் த வேர்ல்ட், பிகாஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் வெரி காமன், நேச்சுரல். So even if we, it is not a fact, just because it is a general view of majority of the people living in the world, still it is not a fact. But even if you take it as a fact, even if you accept that view, agree with that view from their standpoint, tathapi, even then, he says, tathapi means what? ததா பாவினி அபி ஆத்மனி, ததா பாவினி அபி ஆத்மனி இஸ் வாட், ஈவன் இஃப் ஆத்மா இஸ் டேக்கன் டு பி ஆஃப் தட் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பீங் பவுண்ட் பை டைம், ததா பாவினி அபி ஆத்மனி, ஈவன் இஃப் ஆத்மா, even when atma is taken to be of that nature, tvam evam shochitam na arhasi, hey mahabaho, o mighty armed arjuna, evam tvam shochitam na arhasi, even then there's no need for you to grieve, there's no need for you to grieve. Why? The reason is, Shankaracharya says, janmavataha nashaha, nashavataha janmacha iti, yetau avashyam bhavinau iti. Avashyam bhavishyataha. Janmavan means what? Janmavan dehaha. Body has birth. Naashavan deha, body has birth, body has death also, destruction also. But here, janmavataha naashaha, anything which has birth is janmavat, anything which has birth is janmavat, janmavan, janmavataha naashaha, naashaha bhavishyati, anything which has birth definitely will have death. Means it will, there will be change will happen. There will be relative destruction. Similarly, nashavataha, anything which has death, anything which has an end, anything which has relative destruction, janmacha bhavishyati, definitely will have birth. There will be birth of anything which becomes which has destruction. There'll be destruction of anything which has birth. Janmavataha nashaha, nashavataha janmacha etau avashyam bhavishyataha. I mean, definitely, choicelessly, it will happen. The destruction of anything which has birth, which has origination, will be inevitable, unavoidable. Anything which becomes dead, anything which has an end, which becomes destroyed, will have definitely reappearance. There will be birth also. This also what? Unavoidable, inevitable. அவசியம் பவிஷ்யதா. ததா ச சதி. Therefore what? Bhagavan continues to say. Well, that is the nature. What is the nature? Nature is that which is unchangeable. Unchangeable is the nature. Okay. So, the nature of anything and everything which comes into being here is that it will come to an end. Anything which has a birth will come to an end. Anything which has a beginning will have an end. Anything which has a birth will die. And similarly, anything which dies also will be born again. It will reappear. Anything which goes away will come back again, reappear. That is the coming and going, appearing and disappearing. From being disappearing, again appearing, is the nature of anything, everything here in this material world. The unchangeable nature. If unchangeable nature means the fact about the material products, the material forms, names and functions. That's why, according to Shastram, the mature individual is the one who has understood the fact, thereby who is capable of accepting the fact as a fact, is a mature individual. If the acceptance of the fact is there, then there will not be worry, there will not be pain. So any degree of pain one goes through is an expression of immaturity. This is what the Shastram tells. It's immaturity. One has to learn to accept, understand the fact. What is the fact? The nature is unchangeable. So everything here which comes into being will disappear. Anything which originates will disappear. Anything which has a birth will have a death. Similarly, anything which has a death will be born again. Anything which disappears will reappear. Anything which goes will come back again. Anything which becomes unmanifest will become manifest again. That is the nature of all the material products, including what? Of our body, my bodies. There's no total destruction at all of anything material here, material products. There's only relative destruction, which is otherwise said to be death. It will continue to be in various different forms. The material forms undergo changes, continue to be in different forms. Again, they'll reappear. That is the nature of the material products, elemental products, including for physical body also. And this is the fact about their nature. A mature individual should understand the fact. Having understood the fact, one must have the capacity to accept the fact as a fact. Then there is no grievance. One need not grieve afterwards. Then a person is a mature person. If I'm not able to accept the fact as a fact, due to lack of understanding of the fact, then there is immaturity on my part. So Bhagavan says, Tathacha Sati. Now, Pooja Swamiji used to say this actually, you know. The simple thing he used to say, when parents buy toys for children, even when they go to make time, energy and spend money to buy toys for your children, and there is some pleasure in making your child happy, but the child also enjoys happily the toys. But even when the parents are buying the toys, the parents are aware of the fact that these toys will not stay forever. They will break. They know the condition of the plastic or whatever it is made of. They know it will break. However carefully maintain them also, it will break. It is not that it cannot be, it will not be broken at all, including balloons. The child may play with the toys and enjoy, is always happy. And one day something happens, the toy breaks. The toy breaks, the child is missing, child loses the joy of playing with the toy, the child cries. The child is crying because the toy is broken. why the child is conceived, the child becomes so unhappy, so sad. Even after long, the cry for so long, even in sleep, the child will express that the pain. Okay, even in sleep, because the child, why child is so unhappy? The child is not able to accept the situation of the toy being broken. Because the child doesn't understand that it will break. That's the nature of the toy. This is just a flimsy plastic China make. It will definitely break. The child doesn't understand the fact. No understanding of the fact is too immature to understand the fact itself. They want to accept the fact also. It doesn't have the capacity to understand the fact, accept the fact. Therefore, the child is immature. Therefore, there is so much of grief on the part of the child. Whereas with reference to toys, the parents are so mature because toy jnanis, they know what is the toy made of, how long it will stay, the durability. They know it will break. And they will, okay, it's broken, so okay, we can buy other toy, don't worry. Parents are not at all affected. They're least bothered. Why? They're mature. With reference to toys, they have toy jnanam. They have the understanding of the nature of the toys. They have acceptance of the nature of the toys being that they would break. Therefore, parents are not affected. The unaffectedness is what? The expression of a maturity, because born of the understanding of the nature of the toys is understanding the fact that it would break. This we say about the example of Swami used to give this, like a toy. In the same way, every physical body is subject to birth, subject to changes, not it will fall apart also. Gross changes and subtle changes, we know this. So even if we not knowing the Atma, Atma is absolutely indestructible. Even if you mistake the body to be the Atma, therefore if you take mistake that, oh, Atma is born and Atma becomes dead, etc. Birth of the body is mistaken to be the birth of the Atma. Birth of the death of the body is mistaken to be the death of the Atma. Even thinking, considering the death of the body to be the death of the Atma, that I'm going to die or he will die, etc. Still, even then, Arjuna, you need not grieve at all. Because we have to learn to understand the fact, subtle facts as facts, learn to accept the fact as facts as a mature individuals. Then there's no need to grieve. So he says, Tathacha sati. Such being the case. Tathacha sati, when such being the fact being so, that anything which has a birth will have an end, death, and anything which dies, which ends, will reappear. So he says, Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Tasmada pariharyerthe natvam shochitu marhasi. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Tasmada pariharyerthe natvam shochitu marhasi. Jatasya hi mrityuhu dhruvaha. For the one who is born, death is definite. Mrutasya cha janma dhruvam. For the one who is born dead, birth is definite. Tasmat. This is what now? Aparihariyaha artaha. Parihariyaha artaha means what? Alterable. Aparihariyaha artaha, unalterable fact, nature. Aparihariye arte, unchangeable, unalterable in this regard, matter. Tasmad tum shochitum na arhasi. You don't deserve to grieve, means you need not grieve. Because there is no choice, it is inevitable, unavoidable nature, unalterable. Aparihariyaha artaha. So this is the unchangeable, unalterable fact, and we have to understand the fact, and we must be capable of accepting the fact as a fact as mature individual. So Shankara Bhagavatpada's comments on this. Jatasya hi. Jataha means who? Jata is the past, the participle, tapratyanta shabda. You all know very well with the root ja, to be born. So jataha means labdha janma. Jataha is equal to labdha janma. The one who has gained the birth is labdha janma. Janma labdham yena, janma labdham yena saha labdha janma. The one who has birth is labdha janma. Nakaranta shabda, labdha janmanaha. For the one who is born, dhruvaha, dhruvaha means what? Avyabhichari. Avyabhichari. Dhruvaha means definite. Avyabhichari. So, vyabhichari means change also. You can say definite. Avyabhichari. Definite. Unchangeable. Death is unchangeable. Means what? Death is definite. What is definite? Mrityuhu. Maranam avyabhichari. Dhruvam. Janma mrtasya cha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada doesn't comment on it. He says what? The death, similarly, birth is definite for the one who is dead. Tasmat aparihariyaha. Aparihariyaha means what? Suppose when we see the, sometimes now when we situations are not good in our lives, and we approach some astrologer, and take the horoscope chart, and we see the transit, see the planetary positions in our chart, and he will say because all the planetary positions only show what we have in our store, in our parabdha. What is in store? What is there? Our parabdha karma. What parabdha karma we have in our store? That's what the chart can show. The intelligent astrologer will tell, this is the parabdha, unchangeable, better go to this temple or do this puja, this thing. And if you do this, what now? It becomes pariharaha. Pariharati. The ill effects of the unknowingly or knowingly done, previously done wrong actions. No? Becomes what now? Alterable. Pariharaha. At least you can handle them. But here, the parihara is possible for some papa karma. But this not, birth, death for the born, birth, rebirth for the dead is what? Aparihariyaha. There's no parihara at all. It is not alterable at all. Tasmat aparihariyaha. I am janma marana lakshanaha artaha. अयं जन्ममरणलक्षणार्थः जन्ममरणलक्षणार्थः लक्षणः अर्थः इस् वाट् अपरिहार्यः. सो दिस् डेत् फार् दि बार्न् रीबर्त् फार् द डेड् is something, birth and death, the changes in the form of birth and death, this unalterable fact. Therefore, what? Aparihariyaha. Tasmin aparihariye arthe tam shochitam na arhasi. So you do not deserve to grieve, means what? You need not grieve at all regarding this unchangeable, choiceless, unalterable fact of the nature of anything that is born being subject to death, anything which is dead be subject to be born again. If you grieve means what? Your grief is not going to change. Grieving will not be of any use. Grieving will be of no use because it is the unchangeable nature of the material products. So grieving is only an expression of one's immaturity. Sankara Bhagavata continues to say, Karyakarana Sangha संघातात्मकानि अपि भूतानि उद्दिश्य शोकः न युक्तः कर्तुम् शोकः न युक्तः कार्यकरणसङ्घातात्मकानि अपि भूतानि beings in form of what? Karyakarana Sanghata. Karyakarana Sanghata means this body, mind, sense complex. It is not appropriate. Grief is not appropriate. It is not appropriate to grieve. Appropriate to grieve means what? Grieving is not, it is not, you are not, nobody is denied to grieve. But it is not appropriate. Because it's an expression of one's immaturity. Shokaha na yuktaha. Grieving towards the change or the death of the body, mind, sense complex. All the body, mind, sense complexes. Not appropriate. Yataha. Why? Because. Why it is not appropriate? Because it is going to see, it is the, he is going to talk about the very nature of the creation itself, the entirety of the universe. There is a, not least with this physical body, mind, sense complex, everything in this universe is elemental products. The elements and the elemental products, the material products, constitute the universe. All the forms, names and functions, living beings or non-living things, they're all are nothing but constituted of what? The elemental products alone constitute the whole jagat. The entirety of the objective universe of living, non-living beings. Is nothing but material product. And being material, everything in this universe is of the nature of arriving and departing, coming and going, appearing and disappearing, again reappearing, becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest, and from becoming manifest again from being unmanifest, becoming manifest, unmanifest again from being manifest is something inevitable, unavoidable. Therefore, it is a fact about the nature of the matter. So one has to understand this, one has to learn to accept the fact as a fact, one has to learn to become mature. That's why shokam kartam na yuktaha means what? It is not appropriate on your part, Arjuna, to grieve. Grieve about what? Grieve about the beings. Grieve over. Oh, he is born, he is going to die, etc. Yes, everyone's body is born, everyone's body is going to die. And if you mistake the body to be Atma, and even if you think that way, still grief is unnecessary. To make it very clear, Bhagavan is going to talk about all the beings in the following verse. So, karyakara sanghatatmakani bhutani. Mistaking all the jivas to be just the karyakara sanghata, this body, mind, sense complex. Even then, there's no need to grieve. I am shokaha, the shokaha kartam na yuktaha. It's appropriate on your part to grieve. Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktadini. Simple verses, not difficult verses. Simple verses, simple meaning. Bhashyam also is not very, not with too many, we don't have any purupakshis, there's no purupaksha, there's no siddhanta, nothing. Simply he, Shankar Bhagavatpada, just explains. Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktani dhanan yeva tatra ka paridevana avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktani dhanan yeva tatra ka paridevana. So, bhutani avyaktadini. So, avyaktaha adihi yesham bhutanam tani bhutani avyaktadini bhutani. So, adihi avyaktaha yesham bhutanam tani bhutani avyaktadini bhutani. So the beings, okay, which are avyakt, unmanifest in the beginning. Vyakta madhyani. Madhye vyaktam vyaktani yani ta vyakta madhyani. They become manifest in the middle. Avyakta nidhanani eva, which become manifest in the middle. Again, they become unmanifest at the end. Avyakta nidhanani. Nidhane avyaktani. Avyakta nidhanani. In the beginning, all beings are unmanifest. They become manifest in the middle. Again, they become unmanifest at the end. Avyakta nidhanani eva. This is what unchangeable, unalterable nature of the material products, material beings here. Tatra ka paridevana. Tatra ka paridevana. So all beings remain in unmanifest condition initially, in the beginning. And again, in the middle, they become manifest. Again, they become unmanifest. From being unmanifest, again they become manifest. From being manifest, again they become unmanifest. This is something constantly, continuously happening. So regarding this unchangeable nature of beings, the change, tatraka paridevana. Paridevana means what? Again, grief, worry. What is the need for one to worry about the unchangeable nature of the beings? So Shukla Bodhpada writes, avyakta adini, avyaktam. So how to understand that word now? Avyakta adini, avyaktam means unmanifest. Unmanifest means what? Not being available for experience. Not being available for experience, not being available for enjoyment is what? Adarshanam. Avyaktam is equal to adarshanam. Adarshanam means what? Anupalabdhi, non-availability. Non-availability is anupalabdhi. So all the beings are here and they remain unmanifest. They remain unmanifest, they remain without being available for experience, enjoyment in the beginning. So avyaktam adarshanam anupalabdhi adihi yesham. Yesham bhutanam. All those beings unmanifest. Adihi anupalabdhi. Bhutanam. So putra mitradi karyakarna sanghatatmakanam. All the beings means what? Putra mitradi karyakarna sanghatatmakanam. Tani avyaktadini bhutani. When prag utpattehe. Utpattehe prak. Before their origination, before their coming into existence, there is the beginning. They are not available. They remain unmanifest. So the beginning adihi, the beginning of all these beings such as what? Putraha mitradi. Karyakarana sanghatatmakanam. In the form of the body, mind, sense complexes, the son, friend, etc. All these beings remain unmanifest. Not available for interaction, not available for enjoyment. But what then? From being unmanifest, they become vyaktamadhyani. Before their origination, before their birth, they are unmanifest. They were not non-existent, they were unmanifest. And being unmanifest, they become manifest. And again, what happens? Again, they become unmanifest. So, avyaktadini. Utpattehe prak, they remain unmanifest. And utpattehe anantaram, coming into existence, they are available for interaction, experience, enjoyment. They are vyaktani, madhye vyaktani. Again, they become unmanifest. Utpannani cha prak maranad prag maranat vyaktamadhyani utpannani. And all those, suppose you can say sun and friend, etc., all his body, mind, complexes, ఉత్పన్నాని ఒరిజినేటెడ్ ప్రాగ్ మరణాత్ బిఫోర్ ది డెత్ మధ్యే ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ వ్యక్త మధ్యాని దే బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ దే అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఇంటరాక్షన్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్ అవ్యక్త నిధనాన్ని ఏవ పునః అవ్యక్తం పునః అవ్యక్తం మీన్స్ వాట్ అదర్శనం సో నిధనం మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎండ్ ఇంప్లైస్ వాట్ మరణం సో నిధనం మరణం ఏషాం తాని అవ్యక్త నిధనాన్ని అగైన్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ దే బికమ్ వాట్ దే బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ దే బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ సో మరణాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం అపి అవ్యక్తతాం ఏవ ప్రతిపద్యంతే ఇత్యర్థః దెర్ఫోర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ దే బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ సో బిఫోర్ డెత్ ఆల్సో వాట్ మరణాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం అపి మరణాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ ఆల్సో దే డు నాట్ బికమ్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ ఫర్ గుడ్ బట్ దే అటైన్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ దే అటైన్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ మరణాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం అపి ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ ఆల్సో సో బిఫోర్ ది డెత్ దే ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఇంటరాక్షన్ దేర్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ మరణాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం అపి ది అగైన్ హ్యావ్ ది స్టేట్ అటైన్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ మరణాత్ ఊర్ధ్వమపి అవ్యక్తతామేవ ప్రతిపద్యంతే ఇత్యర్థః మీన్ వై దే బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ దట్ ఇస్ ద నేచర్ వై దే బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ దట్ ఇస్ ద నేచర్ సో ఫ్రమ్ బీయింగ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ బికమింగ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ బీయింగ్ బికమింగ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ బీయింగ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ బికమింగ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ unavoidable, unchangeable, unalterable nature of the material, the beings. Avyakta nidhanani. Avyakta nidhanani eva. So, avyaktam means what? It's not that avyaktam should not be mistaken for total destruction. Becoming unmanifest means not being available for interaction, enjoyment and experience. Not being available for interaction, enjoyment and experience should not be mistaken for total destruction. Because there's nothing, there's no such thing called total destruction at all of anything here. But this becoming unmanifest, not being available for experience and enjoyment, is the nature of the beings. That is the very nature of the matter, therefore nature of the material products. So, maranad urdhumapi punaha avyaktatam pratipadyante ityartaha tathacha uktam అదర్శనాదాపతితః పునః చ అదర్శనం గతః అదర్శనాదాపతితః విచ్ హస్ జస్ట్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ పునః చ అదర్శనం గతః అగైన్ దే బికమ్ దే అటైన్ వాట్ పునః హస్ గాన్ వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ న అసౌ తవ న తస్యత్వం వృథా కా పరిదేవన He is not yours and you are not his. Why there is pain? Why there is pain? Why there is grief? Unnecessarily, uselessly. Okay. Nothing belongs to you. Azo na tava. This is not yours and you are not his or her. You do not belong to him. He doesn't belong to you. Vritha ka paridevana. Why there is suffering, pain, grief in vain. This is the statement from Stri Parva of Mahabharatam. The same teaching is coming. So, grieving over the unchangeable nature of the material product, the body, is actually will not bring about any change, will not, cannot change, cannot prevent anything from changing. That's why grief becomes what? It's a grief. Grieving happens in vain. Vritha. Vritha means it is unmeaningful, it is not useful. Tatra ka paridevana. Tatra ka paridevana. Kahava pralapaha. Pralapaha means lamentation. Why there is lamentation? What the need for, what is the use of lamenting about it? Adrishta, drishta, pranashta, bhuteshu, ityartaha. Adrishta, drishta, pranashta, bhuteshu, ityartaha. Bhagavan says, there is adrishta, drishta, pranashta, bhranti, bhuteshu, bhuteshu ityartaha. Initially, any being is what? Adrishtaha, unseen. Drishta means unseen. So anything which is unseen, invisible before, becomes what later on? Seen. Unseen becomes the seen, invisible becomes the visible. Again, what is available for perception, experience, which is visible for enjoyment, is what again? Pranashtaha. It completely, it goes away. So, bhranti bhuteshu. Bhranti bhutani means they are the being which are mistaken. Bhranti bhutani means actually, Bhranti bhutani means the beings which are really not there, mithya, which are as though. Bhranti bhutani means what? All these beings obtaining in this universe are actually mithya beings. The entire world is mithya. So, Bhranti Bhuteshu, in the Mithya world, Mithya universe. Mithya universe means what? Which seems to be there temporarily. Which is as though there temporarily is this world. And now this Bhranti Bhutani, Bhranti Bhuteshu. It means it is not going to be there forever. It's going to disappear. Bhranti bhuteshu bhuteshu means the beings which are as though, that is the very nature of the beings. So being as though is the nature of the beings. See, one bhuteshu means being as though is the nature of the beings. They're not really there. It means all these beings are of the nature of coming and going. The beings are the nature of being as though. Therefore, lamenting over, grieving over the arrival and departure of these beings is what? Vritha. It is vain. Grieving is vain means doesn't bring out any change for us. We cannot change the nature. Our grieving will not change. Our lamenting will not change the condition, situation. That is why in our prayer, Pujya Swamiji, when he taught this prayer, he always, "Hey Bhagavan, please bless me with the knowledge of what I can change and what I cannot. And please bless me with knowledge and skill, strength to change intelligently, prudently what I can, to accept gracefully what I cannot." These are nitya, this must be a prayer. I tell you, always I told many times in many occasions, this is the exalted prayer. Why it's exalted? It's the act, this prayer which will put an end to the very act of praying. The all-inclusive, exalted prayer which will put an end to the very act of praying. Remember, we used to say this, "Oh Lord, please bless me with the will to choose to the right, to choose to do the right, to refrain from the wrong. Please bless me with knowledge of right and wrong, and bless me with the will, strong will to choose to do the right and to refrain from the wrong. Please bless me with knowledge of what I can change and what I cannot. And bless me with knowledge and strength to change what I can intelligently, thoughtfully, prudently, to accept gracefully what I cannot." Every day, how many of us stotrams we are chanting, mantra we are chanting, this must be the sankalpa in our prayer. We cannot do a better prayer than this. This is all inclusive, complete prayer. Why this prayer? This prayer is relevant because we cannot change the nature of situations. We cannot change at all the nature of situations. What cannot be changed cannot be changed. The nature of the material things cannot be changed. Nature situations cannot be changed. Indestructible cannot be made destructible. The destructible cannot be made indestructible. What is time bound cannot be made timeless. What is timeless cannot be made time bound. We have to understand the nature of the Atma, nature of the matter, material products. Here only understanding the fact is important, and strength to accept the fact as a fact is important, that we can avoid the grief. I'm going to stop now. I'll do the later part of this commentary next class. Okay? And something. Anything to, you have any doubts, you can feel free to text me. The last bit I have to explain, I'll do it next class. Okay? Before I go to the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, given as an introduction to the next verse, and even before that, I'll explain that, what's there in the, what just time I read it out, I'll explain again next class. Isso aqui? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.